WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. You know, this Saturday, the Artemis Pyle Band is coming to the Noble J. Dick Aquatorium in Monongahela. It's going to be a fantastic show. Third year in a row at this venue, and EJL has yet to miss one. It's that good. On the phone with us tonight, we've got the Wild Man, Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend, Artemis Pyle. Artemis, how are you, brother?
Hey, Brother Eric. Good to hear from you, man. I'm at a gig, so it's kind of hard to hear you. We're playing tonight here in Asheville, North Carolina. But I love the Aquatorium, don't you?
Oh, it's absolutely a terrific venue, especially when you've got thousands of Southern rock fans singing in unison to the Artemis Pyle Band.
Well, also in the bill is Six Gun Sally, of course, and they have a special treat. They have a guest violinist that's going to be playing with them. Devil went down to Georgia, and she plays, she invented a thing called a telefiddle. And it's got a fiddle neck and a Telecaster. So she's 21 years old, and she's a phenomenon. So she's going to jam with all of us. So, you know, you're going to love it, man.
Well, we're going to get there early to catch it. Six Gun Sally opening up for APB. So, Artemis, are you playing tonight with the Artemis Pyle Band, or is it with Pyle Tribe?
Well, the gig tonight is our band Pyle Tribe that's already sold out. And but we're playing a really cool venue here called Eulogy in Asheville, North Carolina, and having a little food before showtime. There's three bands on the bill tonight, and you know, that's why I missed the other interview, because we've been setting up all day, and this is one we wanted to make it happen. We wanted everything to go right, so we've been working on it.
Well, we're so glad to have you on the radio, and we won't keep you long. Here at WRCT, we did the world premiere of the terrific single Egyptian Princess. Is that something that's on your set list tonight?
Oh, man. And I know that you played it on your radio station. Yeah, it's the first song on our set is Egyptian Princess.
So talking this Saturday, APB at the Aquatorium, tell our listeners, people who've never seen you, who are going to see you for the first time, what they can expect to see.
Well, you know, I just ate a mushroom. not a psilocybin mushroom, a portobello mushroom. Our band, we have expanded our band, and we've got Barry Lee Harwood as well. As Jerry Lyda and Scott Rains on guitar. And Barry Lee, you know, was with the Rockington Collins Band. He wrote a pretty big hit single called Don't Misunderstand Me. And the girls from Six Gun Sally are going to be jamming with us, doing some killer backup vocals and lead vocals. So, you know, we have a whole new thing. Shannon Wickline is on keys. He played with Charlie Daniels till Charlie's passing a few years ago. And Shannon goes out with us. He's an amazing keyboard player. Billy Powell would be very proud of him. And we have a bass player named Johnny Jump out of Nashville. And he's just the sweetest guy. And sings like a bird, plays bass, plays guitar. And he can take a diesel engine apart and put it back together. So, they're pretty talented people. Eric.
Artemis, this is going to be a completely new lineup for us all to see. This is really exciting.
Well, Jerry and Scott and I are still there, but we've fine-tuned the band.
Well, this is going to be terrific. We're talking with Artemis Pyle, Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer. APB is coming to the Aquatorium this Saturday night. Well, Artemis, let's quickly play a song from the most recent album. Give us a cut off the new album that we'll play right now.
That Smell.
You got that. This is Ooh, that smell. Artemis Pyle Band, WRCT, 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. WRCT 88.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, we've got Artemis Pyle, Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer. The Artemis Pyle Band is coming to the Noble J. Dick Aquatorium in Monongahela this Saturday night, Saturday the 23rd. Six Gun Sally is opening for them. And as you just heard, new members in the band, including the keyboardist from the Charlie Daniels Band, one of the members of the Rossington Collins Band. Artemis, this sounds terrific. What can we expect different from the prior lineup and what we've seen over the years?
Well, there's one important ingredient, and that's the fact that we have a guy named Bo Bice. He was on the fourth season of American Idol, and he came in second runner-up to Carrie Underwood. And he's from Florida. He sings these Skynyrd songs really great. He is a terrific front man, and we love Bo, and you will see him live on stage rocking it out.
You got to get to
see you there, Brother Eric.
All right, brother. Have a great night. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay. Be careful. Say hello to your family.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, Cardiff. We have a very, very warm Welsh welcome from America, the Lynyrd Skynyrd Group.
Well, those men are just blue. Never done so right by me. Some of the times I was innocent, but the judge said guilty. Well, I'm not gone too far. Plain sight, I tell you truth. When the black cats go for trail, Lord, they come and fail too. Trouble, trouble.
at the casino. She lost all the money. She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do our lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2. Oh. Until I these last $2.
From the Wildflowers box set. And if you're a big Tom Petty fan and you're not hip, the Wildflowers album has been released on a 8-record box set with bonus tracks, demo versions, live songs. If you're a big Tom Petty fan and you've got the box, because these box sets aren't cheap, If you've got the box and the desire, great, great box set. Tom Petty's Walls. Before that, the latest from the Doobies. I've been getting feedback. I missed the show. I'm kicking myself. But everyone told me it was really good. Great request. It's been a long, long time since I played Jim Croce on the radio. Walking back to Georgia for Kenneth and Squirrel Hill. And he said he thought it fit in real good with the Southern Rock. So I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You know, I came into the studio and I was talking to DJ Smoko before. He was doing another great show as he does week after week. And if you like disco, if you like dance music, if you like drum and beat, if you like techno, he mixes it all together. It does a great job. And I came in and I said, man, we're gonna have low listenership tonight because of the Steeler game. Well, if the phone calls are any indication, I'm totally wrong because a lot of phone calls tonight and I got a lot of requests to get to. So go nowhere. Your song is coming up, I promise. This hour of Courts and Sessions brought to you by our friends at Spack Brothers Pizza. Located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads. While specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. Spack Brothers Pizza, our sponsor for this hour of the show. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT or any of the great shows here, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So I was mentioning all the calls we're getting tonight. We've got 6 requests for this next song. You know, we played Kansas earlier in the show, and I said that it was during the Steve Morse era, and you'd be hearing more of Steve Morse. Well, I knew the calls were coming in, because this is the most popular song on Courts in Session. This is Thor and Steve Morse, Thunder Island, WRCT. 88.3 FM.
Shut up.
This is new from Mickey Thomas of Jefferson Starship. From the album Magic Power, a tribute to Triumph. This is Spellbound. My vote for one of the greatest voices in rock and roll, Mickey Thomas. I gotta double check this. I think he's 71, and I just saw him live for the 20th time, I don't know, 8 months ago at the Palace Theater. And he did it with ease. He hits those notes like nothing. And I've seen some interviews with people who worked with him who said, man, he really does it that easy. Just blessed with a gift. Mickey Thomas of Starship, Jefferson Starship, with his cover of Spellbound from the new Triumph Celebration album, Magic Power, right here in WRCT. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson. Lurie, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you for the great calls. I'm behind on the requests. I'm getting them as I can. And we can blame Artemis Pyle for the interview that put us back back on schedule. We're going to get back on schedule. So, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 4 million Americans. CFS is real. It can be devastating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. And hopefully you don't have CFS because, man, I'll tell you what, I was dragging at work today. How about you? And I had one of those days. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, I wasn't even sure I was going to make it to the studio. Everything I touched today, no, it didn't turn to gold. Everything I touched today caught on fire. And, man, it was a tough one. I got home. I'm yelling at my kids. They're going, what's up, Daddy-O? Where, you know, who's this crazy man that got home? And I think I just need to get here in the studio, spin some vinyl, play some rock and roll for you, take some phone calls, and we're going to start it all over again tomorrow. And those of you who might have had a day like mine, well, give me a call here at the station. Tell me about it and get me a song you want me to play on the radio. So Tom in Westview was calling me. He was telling me how he was at the Blues Festival a few weeks ago and how he didn't win tickets. And I'm sure we'll have some more to give away next year. But he wanted some blues, and he said, you got some John Mayall? Well, I know that I've got the coolest listening audience when I got people calling in for John Mayall. So, yes, Tom, we've got John Mayall. And he left it up to me. So I'm going back to 1995 from the Spinning Coin album. This is one of my favorites. This is Ain't No Brake Man on the Train. Courts in Session, WRCT, 88.3 FM.